Welcome to the Badass CEO Podcast. This is Mimi McLean. I'm a mom of five, entrepreneur, Columbia Business School grad, CPA, and angel investor. And I'm here to share with you my passion for entrepreneurship. Throughout my career, I have met many incredible people who have started businesses, disrupted industries, persevered, and turned opportunity into success. Each episode, we will discuss what it takes to become and continue to be a badass CEO, directly from the entrepreneurs who have made it happen. If you're new in your career, dreaming about starting your own business, or already an entrepreneur, the Badass CEO Podcast is for you. I want to give you the drive and tools needed to succeed in following your dreams. Before I get started, I wanted to talk to you about accounting and bookkeeping. As you may know, I'm a CPA, and this is a topic that still makes my stomach turn. However, I found a company that does it all for you at a super reasonable price. They do your bookkeeping and tax returns with ease. I couldn't believe how easy it was to get my books up to date, actually, because they were a little behind, and how inexpensive it was, too. To learn more about it, go to thebadassceo.com/bench. With that link, you receive 30% off your first 3 months. So definitely check them out and save some stress this year. Hi, welcome back to the Badass CEO. This is your host, Mimi McLean. And today we have on Valentina Berger, and she has worked in the Broadway industry for over a decade in various capacities after receiving a BFA from the New School. Valentina is the founder and CEO of Go Broadway, a theater program now accredited through Manhattan College. Leveraging her extensive industry experience and relationships on Broadway, Valentina opened Go Broadway Productions to bring Broadway titles abroad and to the big screen. Her recent production of Rent in Argentina was the first Broadway show licensed internationally by MTI for live streaming. Over the past decade, she has produced hundreds of theater workshops in person and online for over 15,000 students, connecting Broadway's best teachers and theater makers to students around the world. To get your top 10 tips every entrepreneur should know, go to thebadassceo.com/tips. Valentina, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to hear about your career path on Broadway and also how you started Go Broadway, your production company. So can you just talk a little bit about your career path and what led you to start Go Broadway?
So I knew from a very young age that I wanted to be a producer. But when I arrived to New York, I realized that producing in New York meant mostly raising money. And I didn't feel comfortable raising money if I didn't know what I was going to do with it. Or I just wanted to learn more about the business before I started raising money responsibly. So while I was in school for arts management, I interned at a press office, then at a general manage office, running the day-to-day operation of Broadway shows, then a marketing office. And I think this gave me a good sense of the business and the players and how putting the show from the page to the stage works. So after I had my kids, I decided to embark this journey on my own and starting producing shows of my own.
So tell us exactly what Go Broadway is.
Yeah. Aside from producing, I also have a big passion for education. So I run musical theater programs for international students where they come to New York for 2 weeks. They take lessons with a Broadway artists and really, really talented teachers. And then they get to go backstage to shows, see rehearsals, and perform on an off-Broadway stage. So I've been running these workshops for the past 12 years and just combining my two passions of producing and education.
That's great. And so was there anyone doing that at the time when you embarked on doing Go Broadway?
There wasn't. I actually, as an international student, I realized that you could only come to New York for the summer, which did not work for me because I was in school during the summer, or you could come for a 2-year program or a 4-year program. And some artists just don't have either the means or the time to do that. So I think I found a space in the market. No one was doing that at the moment. And then, of course, a lot of people followed that, but it's good to know that we were the first ones.
That's great. And so I also see that a lot of the plays that you're bringing on, for example, Rent, you brought to Argentina.
Yes, so I do it both ways. So I produce shows on Broadway, and then due to the pandemic, when Broadway was closed for over 18 months, what I did is I licensed titles and brought them to Argentina, that's where I'm from, and then to Mexico, and then to Spain. So it's been nice to see shows like Kinky Boots, where I worked on that on the Broadway show back in like 2011, 2012, see that show then close on Broadway, go on tour, and then open in Argentina, and then open in Spain. So it's nice to see things go full circle.
That's great. I saw Rent originally when it first launched. How do you say launched, or do you say
opened? Yeah.
Opened. How long was that? 20 years ago, I think, when it was on.
So the original one? Wow, that's 1996 it opened. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I even saw it when it was on Off Broadway. And then when the creator just passed suddenly, and that's when I think I had seen it. But I love Rent, so I'm happy to hear that it's back. So tell me about, is Broadway tend to be, especially as a producer, more male dominated, or is it tend to be more female?
It's more male dominated, definitely.
Has that been a struggle for you being a female, or has it been, can you talk about that experience?
Not really. Maybe a little bit when I was a mom. I think I was the only, I was a mom at 25, and I was the only mother working in my Broadway office. So I think the industry was just not ready for young moms. I think with my salary, I could like barely cover my babysitter, and it just like just numbers did not add up. I was working crazy hours and so on. But I think the industry has come a long way. I think now we know that people can work from home and do it efficiently. We'll work hybrid, like half and half. And then over the pandemic, I think a lot of women were out of jobs. So a group of women got together and created the Broadway Women's Alliance, which was really, really good. And it's a program that gets women to work in Broadway offices, and we get trainings, and it's just nice to walk into meetings and know that there's other women there that have your back and are part of the Women's Alliance.
What do you think has been the hardest part with either producing on Broadway or with Go Broadway? What has been, have you found the biggest challenge for you?
For me, is that things sometimes don't move at the speed that I move. I think my brain is just really fast, and I wish some things could just happen quicker. So I just have to be patient. And then I did learn that sometimes I get the word no, but I try to turn those no's into yeses. So maybe at the time, looking backwards, some doors have closed for me. But then because of that, better things came my way. So recognizing that and accepting the word no, I think it's,
And what lessons have you learned as far as raising capital now that, you know, you went back to really kind of learn the business so that way when you could produce, you're back to raising capital, I assume. Any lessons you've learned about that?
So with Broadway, it's interesting because you get operating papers for the show. I'm also investing, so I wouldn't raise capital unless I'm investing on a show. So usually that's my first, not even a selling point, but I do. I'm very passionate about the things I do. And I only get involved in projects where I like that I'm going to learn something. I'm working with people that know and have done this a million times. And I have a checklist of things when I decide to invest in a Broadway show versus another one. There's a checklist like what theater it's going to, if it did okay in London or it didn't, if it has reviews, if it has a star, if it's based in a movie, what track record the other producers have. I think there's a lot of things that I take into consideration before just joining a show as a producer. My investors and the bestest have come to me, which is really nice. I think I talk so passionately about the business that people just want to be a part of it. So that's my experience has been really good so far.
That's great. So you touched on it a little bit before, but I would love to just kind of dive deeper during the pandemic. I mean, it really kind of decimated Broadway because you had to be shut for 18 months or whatever it was. Was it 12, 18 months? I'm not even sure.
18, yeah.
How did that work financially? Like, were the Broadway shows still responsible for the rent and paying the actors? Like, how did had that whole, I was thinking during the pandemic, like, what happens? I mean, like, these people are at home. Are they still getting paid? Are they not? The producers, like, who's responsible? Like, how did that work?
So we got very, very lucky because of the insurance kicked in. So when we reopened, on Broadway, we had the same amount of money that we had before the pandemic. So insurance really, really definitely helped. What was harder was just for actors and not just actors, it's everyone that works backstage because people went on unemployment for a certain amount of months. But then when that ended, that's when things got a little harder. And I think actors, it was easier for actors because a lot of them went into teaching and voiceover and just breaking into other fields. Even like I've seen actors like this sell real estate and they just like reinvented themselves. But a lot of people that technicians and people that work backstage and do something very, very specific jobs that are maybe harder to translate to other industries, I think those are the ones that had a harder time.
Now, do you do acting as well? Like, what got you into wanting to produce Broadway?
I don't know, not at all. I just enjoy, theater. I think I've been a producer since an early stage. I'm one of six kids, and I used to like stage like shows in my living room with all my siblings. So yeah, I'm definitely not, I belong off stage.
Oh, and it's so funny because I'm one of six too. And my memory when I was little was the same thing. I would get all my brothers and sisters dressed up and we would have the stage and we'd sell tickets. And I look back on that when I was little and I was like, oh, but I never thought to go the production route. I always thought, okay, well, I'm not good enough to be an actor. And so I guess I'll just find a different career path.
you already are a producer. And this is a fun fact about Broadway. A lot of the Broadway investors are not Broadway people. Don't come from acting. They come either from real estate or business and lawyers. It's a nice combination. But everyone has that thing in common that they did love the arts when they were younger. And then maybe they just never fully did it.
Yeah, tell me, because I've never invested, I'm an angel investor, but I've never invested in plays or Broadway. I've invested in movies. And typically when you invest in a movie, the chance of you seeing your money back is you're doing it for the love of the movie, not for the financial part of it. Is that how Broadway is? Or do you tend to be able to give investors their money back?
I would say 50-50. In the show I invested last season, I'm starting to get checks soon. So that's exciting, I think. And then there's this golden shows like, Hamilton or Dear Evan Hansen or Hadestown, or just shows that do really, really good. And you do have a chance of doing very well. But because of how the industry is, they say one every five shows makes its investment back.
Mm. But is it hard to get the shows that have recognition like Hamilton to bring overseas?
No, it depends on the title. I think that that's one of my items in my checklist. So you do make royalties once the show closes on Broadway and gets licensed. So I'm like, oh, this is a title that will work outside of the US. This is a title that will work in the long term. Does that have a gigantic cast that you're not going to be able to take anywhere? Or is it a smaller cast? So I think I'll share that checklist with you one day. It's super interesting. And then there's a gambling factor too. Like you have to, because sometimes you just love the star or love the show, but then the show is not good, or there's just so many things that can happen, to be honest. So you get a bad review and you can't really control that when at the time you make the investment, you're raising money, how the reviewer is going to, and the New York Times review could actually kill your shows.
So you were the first Argentinian woman to co-produce on Broadway. Congratulations to that. And then you were also selected as one of the 2021 Broadway Women to Watch by the Broadway Women's Fund. So you've been featured in Forbes and Marie Claire and CNN and Playbill and other prestigious publications. So congratulations to you for that. And I would just love for you to, maybe you could just touch on why you think you've done so well. Like, what characteristics do you think you have that maybe others don't have, or what to your success? Was it a mentor? Like, what could you attribute to your success?
I think I'm brave and I'm not scared of people saying no. So I ask what I want. I know what I know and I know what I don't know. So I try to surround myself with people that know more than me or that are smarter than me. I listen. I read. I try to think about the outside the box. And I think I am myself. It's funny that you didn't bring up that I'm Spanish speaking or Latina, because I get that question a lot. And I think I wear that to my advantage, the same as being a woman. I'm like so proud of being a woman, and I'm an Argentinian woman. So everyone that works with me drinks mate and eats alfajores, and they probably hang out with me in an Argentinian restaurant. So I don't see that as a limitation. But I think just being brave and being passionate, and I do have a vision and I work very, very, very hard, which is a good thing and a bad thing. But
right. So because you also said you were a mom. So it sounds like you're a workaholic like I am. And so how do you manage, or how do you balance your work and personal life and family life?
I don't. I know, I try. I do try to be, quality time or be focused when I'm with my kids. I'm with my kids, and when I'm working. But most of the time I find myself doing both things. And now they're a little older, so I bring them to the theater with me. And when the kids from Go Broadway are here, I bring them to class. So I make them a part of my world and I explain to them what I'm doing. So my son asked me the other day if I was the boss of Broadway. And I was like, oh, Not really, but I'm the boss of Go Broadway.
That's great. How old is he?
He's six. So they're starting to understand my world a little bit. Yeah. And then I run my house is like a little business too. I'm just super organized with it, with everything else. And then I have help. So it's good.
That's good. No, but it's true. I think sometimes women tend to try to take their personal life and completely separate it from their kids and their, you know, work. And sometimes it's better for your kids to see that you are working and bring them a part of it or have them help you, even if it's sending out a package or stuffing labels or, you know, stuffing letters and just making them feel like they're actually helping you and a part of it. I think I've done that with my kids and they want to be productive and helpful.
Totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you said you're super organized at home. Like, is there any kind of tips or hacks that you could share that you either use personally or professionally? Is it like an app? Are you a paper person? Are you, you know, is there anything that you're like, okay, this has saved me? Like, for example, I'll give you one, you know, if my sitter is away and I found this app, I find an app for everything. So I found an app when I lived in LA that someone came and picked up my laundry. I hate doing laundry. And I find that it takes, you know, five kids, it takes hours. So I was like, they came, they picked it up at night and they delivered the next morning. And I was like, okay, for $25 or whatever it was so worth having them picked up every day. So I seem to try to find apps for everything to outsource the things I don't like, or I'm not good at. Is there anything that you would say, any hacks that you've used?
Oh, I love that. No, I don't use a lot of apps actually, but I do. I mean, there's that Preside Moms, like a Facebook group in my neighborhood. So whenever you need something, like you just post there and things just magically appeared. And I do realize that people always want to help. Like I do ask for help. I have a lot of neighbors. I mean, my husband's great too. And I keep my calendar, whatever's not on my calendar just doesn't exist. So, or doesn't get done. So I put time in my calendar for the littlest things all the time.
That's great. So is there any words of advice for other women who either want to enter into your industry or, you know, who are entrepreneurial starting their own company that you would recommend to them? Like any last words of advice?
Just do it. You're never going to be ready. So you just have to do it and trust what you're doing and don't let anyone tell you can't do it. So there's never a right moment. I think you build the plane as you go, come up with a good idea, of course, and run the numbers and do the homework, but then just do it. And sometimes things will end up working out, maybe then not the way you planned them, but in their own way.
Great. Well, thank you so much. This has been amazing, Valentina. And I wish you the best of luck. What do you have out right now that people could support you? What is there any active plays that you have?
Of course, yeah. So you can follow us on at Go Broadway. That's where we post all of our shows nationally and internationally. And you can go see Company on Broadway. It's great.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on The Badass CEO. To get your copy of the top 10 tips every entrepreneur should know, go to thebadassceo.com/tips. Also, please leave a review as it helps others find us. If you have any ideas or suggestions, I would love to hear them. So email me at mimi@thebadassceo.com. See you next week, and thank you for listening.